That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting. It is Friday, April 26th, the day of the WWE draft, but it's also the day after the NFL draft. Maggie, how did you enjoy the NFL draft last night? Did your team get the person you were looking for?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yep. And who did your team draft? What was the guy's name?
What?
Okay, perfect. That's exciting.
Man, American sports, man. This will forever be so blurry to me. I have no idea how a buttload of stuff over the states works, and the draft is one of the big ones, because like it is such a huge deal for you guys over there. All drafts, you know,
in real sports
and in wrestling. Like when I started, you know, following wrestling news and wrestling podcasts and everything, because like there's always, you know, these drafts on, you know, on wrestling television, and I'm like, okay, like whatever the hell that is. And then I see people on wrestling podcasts losing their mind. Oh my God, it's drafts week. Yeah, go get in there. And like, I come to realize that shows that have drafts in them have huge views, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? Like, what is this? What is it with the draft and everything?
People like them. People like
draft. And like you're gonna have to explain to me whatever the hell that means. Like I know what it means, but like what, like, in, because like I come to realize that actually sports teams don't consist of actual, you know, football players being a part of the team. They're there because they got drafted there, not because they wanted to go there and they, you know, someone sold those players to that team, which is how it works here. You know, this football player got sold to this team for this amount of euros. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's it. And then over the States, well, he got drafted. What does that mean?
Well, okay. So the draft here in the States, how it works is players come from like college or sometimes a different, usually it's always college. Sometimes it's like in hockey, it can be like a semi-pro per se, or a, hockey's a little bit different. I'll say that much. But anyways, usually it's a college player that goes into the professional draft. So basketball, baseball, and even amateur baseball, like players can go into the Major League Baseball draft. I'm going to confuse the hell out of you. Like, you already are, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So basically it's college players going into the going to be pros. Usually the team that drafts them, they go by the record that they had the previous year. So the worst team drafts first, usually. unless like there's a trade or something like that. So then they usually try to draft the best player, unless it's the Vikings. Usually they draft the worst. This year they didn't. I think they got a good player. His name is JJ McCarthy. You'll hear me talk about him. Steven Jensen and I are very happy. So, and that's all that matters.
It is. So, it is.
That's pretty much it. So that's the biggest thing. But Maggie, the one thing I did not tell you is you're not going against me in the draft.
No, no.
You are going against this man, Jeremy Lambert.
Hello.
Yes. You are going against Jeremy Lambert.
Sorry you weren't clued into this,
nope,
Maggie.
Exactly. That's part of the fun.
You happen to draft, you want me to do a draft with someone who who didn't pick Drew McIntyre in their draft for like the 16th round when he was doing with Steven Jensen?
Hold on. That's not true,
you
is
also,
it?
Also, I watched your draft, guys. Like Steven was steaming up, we're standing up during the entire show.
Yes.
You got the better women's division.
Oh, I killed them, destroyed them with the women's.
You killed them, but you put down NXT, and we're gonna fight for that.
All right, so let me set the record straight here. I had the first pick. I took Jade Cargill with the first pick, and Jensen took CM Punk. I then took Judgment Day, and Jensen took Drew McIntyre.
In the latter part of the draft.
Yeah, I could have taken Drew. My theory was I was just going to take the women's roster, and Jensen had a terrible, terrible women's roster, and I completely destroyed him in that. Yes. Yeah. So,
well, before we get started,
I let him have Drew and Punk. I'm going to let his locker room be in disarray. Like, you got to think big picture here.
You know, he was doing his best trying not to pick LA Knight and CM Punk in the first round. He was. He was.
Well, before we get started, we have some super chats. Let's make sure we read those off first. We have Ricardo sending, hi, Rob, Maggie in chat. TK's brace is legendary.
It was.
Ryan Sullivan says, Rob, your first pick in my draft. Wow. Sorry, Maggie. Not sure I can draft you, knowing that Bulgaria doesn't even have drafts. Ricardo says, heard here first, Maggie hates American sports.
Fair.
I've been on the show for 3 years saying that.
Yeah.
That's not news.
Doc, Chris Mueller says, I'll draft Maggie then, of course.
Thank you. You're going to win, Doc, because you have me. Friend. Kim is here.
Yeah, she says, just remember, Maggie, sports draft's good, military draft's bad. Now, there is one caveat to this draft. Is we are making this kind of like The Voice style.
I don't know what that
you
is.
I'm going to explain. You get one steal and you get one protection. Okay. So if you want to protect somebody from getting like stolen, so like let's say Maggie really wants Jade Cargill, she can try to steal him. If Jeremy wants to protect, like say, nope, you can't have him or can't have her, Jeremy says, nope, I'm keeping her. So you get to do one steal and one keep. So.
Oh, so after the draft is over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
I was confused.
That's
there.
Weird. How are Americans well known to be not so bright yet? So have
you've done a show with me for 2 years. How do you not know this?
Right. Oh, Maggie, don't go ahead.
Yeah. Ryan's. Who's drafting level up and speed rosters?
Watching that.
All right.
Second of all, let me get in my, my bit. Hi, guys. Thank you for joining us. Jeremy's here. That makes me so giddy. Thank you for joining us. Please leave a like on the video. Please send a super chat. It's the bottom, dollar sign at the bottom of the YouTube live chat. Or if you're watching on another stream platform, you can set a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. It is our bread and butter. Also, please subscribe to Fightful Overbook. And there you go.
All right. Now I'm going to
be so much better at these plugs than I am.
Now I'm going to give you guys the choice. Now, Maggie, if you guys know which brand you want, you can choose that, or if, like, you agree. Otherwise, I do have it where you can, we can randomize it. It's up to you guys.
I'll let Maggie choose the brand, okay, whichever one she wants.
You mean that I'll be representing either SmackDown, yep, Raw or NXT?
Well, no, you would do, like, we're only doing Raw and SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah, you get the champions from the brand too, right? Yeah. So basically, yep, do you want Damian and Becky or Cody and Bayley? And the tag champs.
I'll pick Raw.
I thought. All right.
Okey-dokey.
Okay.
All right. So there we go. So let's take that off here.
How are you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing well. You know, it's the weekend. There's still wrestling, but I don't want to talk about American sports because I don't want to turn it into that show.
You just confuse me. You just confuse me. Like, you can say whatever the hell you want. I'm going to believe you.
All right. So,
just worried about my American sports team. That's all. That's all I care about in my life right now.
All right. So I don't know if you guys can see those, but there's your pick. Now, SmackDown will, I assume, go first.
Yeah, SmackDown goes first on the Friday show.
Yep. So,
all right.
I hear a kitty.
Yep, that's Diggy. Come on.
Okay. So what are we doing with NXT? Is it a free-for-all with NXT? Do we have any limits on who can be
drafted? The only thing that's protected are the champs there.
Okay.
So we can't
pick the champs.
No, they're protected. The champs are protected.
Okay.
So we can take anybody else on the NXT roster, though. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
So I can pick whatever is on this list, correct? Or am I not?
Or anybody that's on NXT.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I have the first pick.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. With the number one overall pick, I'm going to split Alpha Academy, and I would just like Maxine Dupri.
Okay. All righty. Let's.
I'm assuming you picked Maxine Dupri because R-Truth isn't a part of this draft.
Factual. But I also really like Maxine Dupri. It's based on how I book, and I'm about to book the greatest wrestling show of all time. I don't care about your Bloodline and your LA Knights and your Jey Usos. Don't care.
Bloodline who? No.
Don't care about any of them.
Okay. Rob, do you want to go next?
No, I'm not in it.
Okay. That's fine. I'm picking Seth Rollins.
Okay.
He's injured, so I'm already way ahead of you in the game. I actually have talent that will show up.
Am I picking two?
No, it's snake order. Or not snake order. Snake order is where you pick back and forth. But no, it's my pick. All right.
Okay.
I am going to take from NXT Thea Hale.
You asshole. Jesus. Okay. I'm going to pick from NXT Kiana James.
Oh, I like it.
Such an underrated talent. I've been on this show begging for them to put her in a storyline that doesn't involve passion or being bitchy. Because, like, in the ring, like, she has one of the most brutal corner spears ever. I love the crap out of Kiana James. She's so good. You go?
I am going to take women's tag team champions Alba Fire and Isla Dawn.
They're not tag team champions. I mean, I was gonna pick the spooky Scottish witches, but okay, you can have Alba Fire and Isla Dawn because I am getting Bron Breakker.
All right, that's fine. I have no use for Bron Breakker.
Maggie gave up.
I'm looking at this list. I would like just Paul Heyman. I don't want the rest of them. I want just Paul Heyman.
Okay.
Paul.
Oh, I'm pairing him with Thea Hale.
There you go.
Sure. What could possibly go wrong?
My Paul Heyman Thea Hale pairing is going to dominate the ratings.
Well, we got two more super chats, so let me read those real quick. Chris says, "I'm insinuated, Maggie. I think I'm insulted, Maggie. I don't know. American word good.
Insinuated.
Okay, maybe that's what he said. I just whatever. I didn't get it at first. You know me in reading. Ricardo says Maxine beats Becky at Clash. Book it, Jeremy.
Well, Maggie has Becky. She has Raw. But yeah. Maxine defeating Maxine and Thea Hale is my big program. Babyface Maxine with Thea Hale as the Paul Heyman girl.
As a cocaine addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. What? Again, what could possibly go wrong? Okay, is it my pick? I pick
yes.
AJ Styles.
All right. I'm going to go. I need a heavy hitter in my women's division. I'm gonna go with just Meechan, just Mia Yim, and she's gonna beat up Sean for all the times he calls her out.
I mean, please, I'm gonna give you that. That being said, I'm getting Bianca Belair.
Okay, see, that's what I thought.
What?
The joke is that I used the wrong word, Rob. See, I wasn't losing my mind. For once. All right.
I love you, Chris. You're so good in that.
You said Bianca Belair.
Yes, I did. Bianca I did say Bianca Belair.
Okie dokie.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go with Jey Uso, but I'm going to put the caveat in there. He's not wrestling, okay? He's not wrestling. He just comes out at the beginning of the show because his song rules and he gets the crowd hype and doing this. And that's it. That's how we're starting every episode of SmackDown. Jey Uso coming out, getting the crowd hype, and then he goes away. And anytime, like during commercial breaks and stuff, he also comes out and like gets the crowd hype and everything.
So he's doesn't wrestle. Sammy Guevara without the suspensions and stuff.
Yeah. Doesn't wrestle.
And signs.
No, yeah, sure. Why not? Okay. I'm getting Cedric Alexander and Ashanti the Adonis and actually booking them.
Fair.
I miss Cedric Alexander, man. That dude.
Yeah, picture in picture, Jey Uso. It's 100% correct. I'm going to take looking at the NXT roster, seeing if there's someone that I really like out of NXT. All right, I'm going to take this person largely because it's going to upset Maggie, and that's what I'm here for right now. I'm going to take Sol Ruka.
That's fine. You can have her with Nakamura and, you know, having the first ever intergender match on SmackDown with Nakamura and, you know, the surfboard on a pole match.
No, they're going to be a tag team. They're going to be a tag team. It's going to be Point Break. All right, don't spoil my plan. You got to allow me to take Shinsuke Nakamura now. But it's going to be Point Break. And Nakamura is going to teach her how to surf or vice versa. And they're going to infiltrate whatever group I'm putting together for them to infiltrate. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Then I'm taking Ilya Dragunov.
That's fine. He's a good wrestler. I don't need them. Who cares about good wrestlers?
Who needs wrestling?
Yeah.
Did I spell the right?
I'm going to take Tozawa and Otis. I want both of them.
What the fuck?
I feel like they should be allowed to stay together.
Yeah. They were right in the middle of a storyline with Chad Gable, but fine, they're allowed to stay together like that. Okay, Jesus. I'm going to go and take Randy Orton in here. Just for the name value. I'm not the biggest Randy Orton person.
Don't need name value.
Yeah, you have Sol Ruka and Nakamura. I mean, like,
that's right.
That's fine.
All right, I'm going to take Ariana Grace from NXT.
Are you going to get Gigi Dolin with her? Because they're doing a dress kit right now.
Just Ariana Grace for right
now. Okay. Okay.
How many picks do we have, Rob?
Let's see here. I have, well, my spreadsheet has that you have 8 more picks left, so that's not right, but we can go to,
I think it's supposed to be 16 for this round.
Yeah.
16 total.
Yep.
So 8 each.
I'm going to go with Sheamus.
I feel like we've picked 8 each.
Did we pick Sheamus? We haven't picked Sheamus yet.
Oh, I don't think we've picked Sheamus, but I'm just
Okay.
We've picked 8 each.
Have we picked 8 each right now?
I feel like we have.
You are at, let's see. Let me see. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, you picked, you're at 9 each. So, you're done.
All right.
But
yeah, that is.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, let me show you where you're at, what you got, your teams.
My roster's destroying yours.
I'm sure. I'm so sure. What hoodie are you wearing, Jeremy? It looks really nice.
It is an old.
Okay.
Eminem used to have a clothing company. It's a Shady Limited. It's very falling apart.
Shady Limited. Yeah. That is.
So I gave you each an additional pick. I gave I gave Jeremy Taylor Swift, and I gave you Pedro Pascal.
Thank you.
You're
thank you.
Now.
Yeah. So there you go. Now, did either one of you want to steal anybody?
I don't want anyone from Jeremy's.
No. Okay. Yeah, well, I don't want anyone.
That plan went really well. I appreciate that. Okay, so we got 2 more super chats. We have Ricardo sending another one. Chelsea Green for women's champ.
She will be at some point.
And Ricardo sends another one. I hope the draft doesn't completely gut NXT.
Well, that's all that I'm doing right now.
So. Well, you know, if that means for actual people that have been ready in NXT to move up to the main roster for like a long time now, that's fine. And you know, other people from Level Up can go up to NXT. That's also fine because, like, we've seen a lot of people from NXT be there for a long time, and maybe they can move on.
Yeah, maybe. You never know in the World Wrestling Federation. What? Gorilla Monsoon? Come on. And Vince says,
"What did you do last night on the draft, Jeremy? Did you watch it?
The NFL draft?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched to see if Tony Khan wore a neck brace. That's it.
And he did. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I was so mad when they traded when they traded pick 17 to 23 because I was like, oh my gosh, I have to sit here for another hour to see if he is wearing this neck brace.
Wait, how long was this?
Oh, the draft takes forever. It's awful. It's so terrible.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I was saying nice things about the NXT roster for once. For once. Jesus.
Well.
All right. Are we doing night 2?
Yeah, let's do night 2. Let me pull it up.
I got to destroy Maggie in night 2 now.
All righty, well, let's do night deuce here, and we will.
I wish.
Do night 2. Where you at? There you are. Boom shakalaka.
All right, Maggie gets the first pick for this one.
That is a long. Is that list longer, Rob? And we can't see the rest of the list.
Yeah, I'll get it fixed here. 1 second.
Yeah. Okay. Or are the Pride the, you know, just fix the, you know. Oh, here. Tiffany Stratton is the last one, right? Or no?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine. Tiffany's...
Yeah, that's fine. We can, like, I can, okay. I can see that.
Okay, DIY, so... and then, so there you go.
Okay.
Okay, so my first pick.
Please don't take the pick.
Shinsuke Nakamura. Oh,
that's so mean.
I'm sorry. I just had to.
So mean.
Yeah.
Okey-dokey.
All right. I'm going to take Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. I actually do want them as a duo.
Okay.
Okay. That is a pretty good one. I'm going to take Tiffany Stratton.
Can't believe you ruined my Point Break storyline like that.
I mean, you shouldn't have shared that.
I know. All right. I want Shooter Candice LeRae, my top female, who's Candice Inoki.
You do get.
I'll take the young lion Indy Hartwell as well.
I was gonna say
the young lion that is.
Yeah, young lion Indy Hartwell.
Perfectly fine. I'm getting Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, New Catch Republic.
All right. I got a new storyline.
Please.
Taking Natalya. And Sol Roca is going to teach Natalya how to surf. Natalya is Keanu Reeves in this scenario. Natalya is Keanu Reeves. She's going undercover and she's just like, teach me how to surf, bitch. What do you mean ride the wave that way, bitch? She's putting a bitch after every single word as Sol Roca tries to teach her how to surf. They're gonna have this very funny scene where like Natalya forgets her suntan lotion, and Sol Roca is like, you gotta make sure you have your suntan lotion, get your SPF 60. And Natalya is like, I only got SPF 30, bitch. And then, you know, it's a hilarity ensues.
Lots of bitches.
Bitchin' surfers. Let's go, Ryan Lambert. He's on, he knows the deal. He knows
Soupy says idea. Those round 9 picks, Creed still free agents.
Nah,
well, they haven't done much with them on the main roster.
On the next draft.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I pick Imperium.
Yeah, that's fine. No use for them. Good wrestlers.
Who needs the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion? Who's that? No. Gunther who?
Okay, I would like to request to go off the board here. He is part of the main roster. I have no idea where he actually is. I actually don't know why he's not part of the draft. I feel like he was listed or like advertised as being part of it, but he's not on the official list. I actually want to double check myself on that and see if this person was advertised. I guess he wasn't. All right. I would like to take Omos.
You do get it. I'll give you MVP with him. You want him?
I don't want MVP. I just want
Omos. Okay. I was just saying I was going to give him to you if you wanted him, but okay.
Nah. You don't like want MVP and Paul Heyman having tea parties?
That's not terrible, but I just want Omos.
That's fine.
That would actually Omos
is going
to
be... I'm
you
running
just
back
want
this
Omos
eating
to beat Sean.
I'm running back this eating contest with Omos and Otis and Akira Tozawa there.
I can get behind that.
All right, your pick.
Tegan Nox and actually booking her.
Okay. I apologize to this person. Kind of, not really. Fantastic wrestler. One of the best wrestlers. Love this person. I would like Kevin Owens. Much like Jey Uso, he's not going to wrestle. I'm going to do a bunch of videos with Kevin Owens going to the zoo. You seen this video where he goes to the Pittsburgh Zoo and just hangs out with animals? That's all I'm doing with Kevin Owens. Never going to wrestle. Just Kevin Owens zoo adventures is what we're running every week.
That's just hell. I'd watch the hell out of that show.
Okay, I need some you know, social media coverage, so I'm picking Drew McIntyre.
That's fair. No use for him. None. Okay, I would like Pretty Deadly, because they rule.
Damn it! Well, I get New Day then.
That's fine. I was going to kind of go either way with you there, whether it was Pretty Deadly or New Day.
We can trade.
If I'm going to trade New Day for Pretty Deadly. All right. I would like a lot of good wrestlers left. That's unfortunate. Okay. I want CM Punk. Not going to wrestle. One, probably because he's going to get hurt. So I don't trust him to like have a wrestling match. So I don't want CM Punk to wrestle. What I want CM Punk for is I'm never going to have him in the building because apparently, you know, I don't know his relationships with a lot of people. I'm going to have CM Punk at home and he's just going to review hockey for me. That's it. CM Punk, hockey analyst, live on WWE SmackDown.
Okay, I'm going to give you that, but only on one condition. If AJ Lee's there too.
Yeah, of course. Larry's there, the whole crew.
Okay.
CM Punk just analyzing hockey live on SmackDown.
Okay. Sure. I take Jade Cargill then.
Good wrestler. A lot of charisma, a lot of star power. No use for her on my show.
I don't need that on Friday nights. Like wrestling ill.
Got no use for her on my show. I would like to again go off the board here. Okay. They're not listed on there. I feel like that's wrong. Maybe because like they haven't officially returned and we don't actually know what it is, but I don't want the person because we don't know who the person is yet. I would like the QR codes. That's what I would like.
Jesus.
Just the QR codes.
Okay. Is this your official pick?
Yes, QR codes.
Okay, QR codes. That is fine.
Maggie, who was your last pick?
Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill was my last pick.
Sorry.
So, okay, I'm going to go. Fallon Henley. From NXT.
I don't really. The rest of this list is a lot of good wrestlers. No use for them. No use for them.
All right.
Actually, you know, I do have a use for this person. I like this person. I don't want Balor. I don't want McDonough. I want Dominic Mysterio. I don't really care to have Dominic Mysterio. It's whatever, but I get the crowd noise with him. And I'm going to use that crowd noise to put into other segments as well. That's why I want Dominic Mysterio.
You're so great.
He's also pretty funny. I like Dominic.
He is. He is pretty funny. Piggybacking off of that, I'm going to go with Bronson Reed, you know, because he's hilarious.
Good wrestler. No use for him.
Okay, let me see how many picks we're at. We are at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this will be number 10 for Jeremy.
Okay, I think we're supposed to get 12. We're supposed to get 12 picks here. Okay. All right. I would like to go with Dijak because I need him just ratioing people.
Damn it.
That's all he does. You don't have to wrestle. Nobody on this roster wrestles. Just ratios, everybody.
Okay, so 10 more picks.
Two more picks.
Yeah, two more.
Yeah. What did I say, 10? Yeah, is it 10? Two more. Yeah. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. Two more picks.
Okay, I picked DIY.
That's fine. Good wrestlers, no use. All right, final pick. Very excited about this pick. I'm honestly shocked they're still on the board. I want the family. The family from NXT. Tony D, Channing Stax,
damn
Luca.
Why are you... No, fuck.
Want them all. Gotta have the family. Oh, the vignettes I'm gonna run. Anytime I need to kill somebody, just there's my group right there. Nope, Corey, I've already drafted QR codes.
Yep. So you get one more pick each.
Oh, I thought that was my 12th pick.
Nope. You got one more each.
Okay. Well, you're okay. Well, Maggie still has to make her next pick.
Yep.
Lyra for my next team.
Didn't you already pick
her? My women's roster is so good. What?
Didn't you already pick her?
No. Nope. Lyra. Oh. Valkyria. No.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
All right, Jeremy.
Oh, I get another pick? Oh.
Yep. Last one.
Okay. I feel like, isn't Samantha Irvin just on both shows, Mueller? Isn't that how it works?
Well, sometimes, what's the name? Is on there. The,
I guess. God, I mean, you get to Mike SmackDown Rome. In the Raw.
Mike Rome does SmackDown here and there, or most of the time, actually.
Okay. Well, if I knew we could have done that, I could have picked Booker T for commentary.
Right. All right. I don't actually, all these people are great wrestlers, not using them in a wrestling capacity because they're hilarious outside of wrestling. I want all the damage control. There's all of damage control rules. Are they going to wrestle? Probably not. We're going to have Asuka making cool faces and yelling and dancing. Kairi just being Kairi. I want Io mainly for the theme because it's like the one good theme left in WWE. And I want Dakota just because she's awesome. Not going to wrestle.
Sure. I mean, what for?
Let's go.
Yeah, here. I want all of them. They're all great.
And then I'll show you.
Maggie's got one more pick.
Yep, one more. Go ahead, Maggie.
I do?
No, Maggie's done.
Oh,
I'm done.
Yeah, oh, right, that's true. Sorry, yeah. I picked second. I forgot I picked second.
And then, so here are your picks for this round. And I gave you the extra one. I gave Jeremy the Fast and the Furious movies and Maggie Twin Peaks.
Nice.
Sure. That is so nice of you.
I'm very nice.
So. And evil, yes.
Because I, in my draft, I got Bang Brothers, so we all win.
What is it? Why does it say AEW draft?
Because that's the one I used like last year for whenever Collision started, we were going to do a draft.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, what the hell? Well, let's just use this one. I like to recycle. So there we go.
That's important.
Jeremy, I appreciate you stopping in, man, and drafting.
Tony Khan just called WWE the Harvey Weinstein of wrestling. So,
whoa,
that's fun.
All right. I don't know what that means.
It's not good. That's
yeah, you're probably gonna be Jesus. You really said that? Wow.
Yeah, he's on NFL Network, and so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Still have no idea what that means.
That's not good.
Very bad. Yeah, very bad.
That is not good at all.
Thank you for having me on this show.
I always adore when you pop in.
Enjoy writing now. Because
yes, enjoy writing that crap.
Yeah, all right.
That is interesting.
Thank you guys where I could be silly and not do a serious draft since I did my serious draft yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah, that was so serious.
Appreciate everyone supporting Fife Overbooked and this show. Thank you, Rob and Maggie. You guys rule.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Jeremy.
My God, Maggie, that's not good.
If you're waiting for me to for a response, forever the hell Tony Khan said, I have no idea what that means.
Okay, let's see here.
If someone can explain it to me in a not insulting way,
yeah, I will. I will.
Yeah, this will be good.
Okay, give me. Give me a minute as I check. So just since we're waiting, tell me what you thought of AEW Dynasty, since I'm going to pull this up here.
Yeah, since you're going to pull this up. Okay, so Dynasty was a hell of a show. I enjoyed it immensely because I always love when we get back-to-back amazing pay-per-views from one company. Having in mind that I kind of feel like we've had amazing pay-per-views all year for this year. So this is exactly what I said. I fucking hate 2024. Thank God for wrestling. Because, you know, the wrestling pay-per-views that we're seeing throughout this year have all being bangers and they're kind of keeping me together. So Dynasty, I mean, Ospreay versus Danielson, like I felt like I expressed my point of view on Twitter. I mean, I legitimately Googled how to have sex with a wrestling match. I didn't get an answer. So this match was absolutely everything that we all thought that it was going to be. Yeah. I don't feel like we deserved it. I was talking to CB, you know, Cheeseburger, and he already watched the match 3 times. And the moment I'm free and I'm not sick anymore, I'm gonna just go ahead and watch it again, because I watched the show on Monday when I was, you know, right in the middle of being so, so sick, you know, with a cold, and I had a fever and everything. And I kind of wondered if this entire match was a fever dream, because it definitely felt like that. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it. I'm sure that you loved it as much as I did.
Oh, God, it was amazing.
The Oscutter on the apron, the hidden blade from the apron on the outside, that was so good. And, you know, the storytelling within the match, when, you know, Will Ospreay is selling the Tiger Driver and him refusing to do the Tiger Driver now because he was legitimately worried about Danielson, you know, within kayfabe. And it was just so incredible. So, so good. I mean, we just had this match and I just want to see it again.
Yeah. It's something else.
And this was on the same show that we got to see Pac and Okada wrestle. Also, Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly, which is out there with Match of the Night. Because this card had Will Ospreay and Brian Danielson, because of this, we're not focusing on Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong, which was a fucking banger.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a great pay-per-view. But, okay. So I did send Sean a message saying if he wanted to come on and talk about this, he could. But he's probably busy now doing other things, contacting wrestlers, I'm guessing, if I were to guess.
Yeah, I still have no idea what that means, by the way.
Yep, I know. I pulled some stuff up here to so I could explain it. One second. Oh. Here we go. Well, I thought I had it here. 1 second again.
Let me take this time to thank each and everyone in the chat for being so supportive. We always love our fans.
Yeah, we definitely do.
So. Fans of Coexisting, we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for the support.
All right, so I'm going to read what Wikipedia has, so to give you the best way to do it.
Real-time reaction to whatever the hell that is?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it here.
Okay.
Harvey Weinstein sexual abuse cases. In October 2017, the New York Times and the New Yorker reported that dozens of women had accused film producer Harvey Weinstein of rape, sexual assault, and sexual abuse over a period of the last 30 years. Over 80 women in the film industry eventually accused Weinstein of such acts. Weinstein himself denied any non-consensual sex. Shortly after he was dismissed from the Weinstein Company, he was expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and other professional associations. Criminal investigations into the complaints from at least 6 women took place in Los Angeles, New York, and London. In May of 2018, he was arrested in New York, charged with rape and other offenses. In February 2020, he was found guilty of rape in the third degree and a criminal sex act. In March of 2020, he was sentenced to 23 years of imprisonment. Weinstein was sentenced to an additional 16 years after being convicted in Los Angeles of one count of rape and two counts of sexual assault. Weinstein is appealing both convictions. The New York Times, the New York Times and the New Yorker were awarded two Pulitzer Prize for public service. Basically, I think that does 80 women. I mean, that should give you the gist of it. 80 fucking people.
Okay.
That's Harvey Weinstein. To say the WWE is the Harvey Weinstein is kind of fucked up, in my opinion, but I... Okay. I don't think.
Okay, so TK felt the need to open that box.
I guess. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm just going based off what chat says and what Jeremy says, but they have, you know, I didn't see it. I did not hear it. So it'll be out, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
That's completely, in my opinion, fucked up. And I don't know. And this is a good point. This is a really good, really good point.
That is a really, really fair point.
So, yeah, Corey says it right. And this is... Dude's a monster. So, it's awful. He's a... What I want to say is stuff that I can't say on this. Okay. Yeah, okay. So this is what CP says. This is the quote. We're like Pepsi of pro wrestling. We're AEW. Up against a really evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. WWE is like Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling.
No. Like that are, is. Oh.
I want to know what W. I want to. I what I really would like to do is see the NFL Network's reaction to that. Like somebody's reaction.
Okay.
Huh. And the other thing too is why, like, this, and the reason why Harvey's name came up last night or like recently is because, whoops, sorry, was because of, oh, wait. CBS News reported that Harvey's 2020 conviction was overturned last night. And that's why Harvey's name came up in the news. Ryan says WWE have reacted. Oh, never mind. He's saying NFL Network reacted. Maybe. Oh, they reacted and quickly changed the subject. Yeah.
Good.
The NFL. Yeah, that's probably. If I'm saying right. If
Why
I'm right
would
now.
You do that.
he might want to issue a public apology quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, very quick.
I mean, here I am wanted to, you know, to praise the guy for the neck brace, you know, for the dedication, yeah. Because like that legitimately popped me. Like, yeah. Dude was, yeah, he was out there on the draft, you know, wearing the neck brace and everything. And he legitimately looked like a kid in a candy store. Like, it was so telling that the guy wanted to do that ever since he first laid eyes on a wrestling show.
Okay, so Ricardo, I get what you're saying, like as far as like the monster part, but one person is too many. One person is too many, but 80 people is ridiculous. And to compare a company that Vince isn't WWE anymore, and he wasn't the WWE in the first place. So I mean, that's just I get what you're saying there, but that's way out of. I mean, that's not, like I said, I understand what you're trying to say. I just don't think that's it.
I mean, he said WWE, he didn't say Vince. That's
yeah. If he would have said Vince, I don't think it's a big deal at all. But
well, I still wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said it at all. But
why bring it up in the first place?
I mean, not bring it up at all. To go from Pepsi
at all.
Yeah,
to go from Pepsi to that. Yeah, like I was saying, like he went from that, you know, and 12 hours later, he does that. I mean, like,
man.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, like, what the hell do I know? Like, why?
I just got a tweet from somebody, or not a tweet, but a DM from somebody. And they just said, oh boy, tonight will be fun. Like, it was just like a emoji like that. And this person would know. Well, that's it. Okay. Let's move on. And
please. If Sean looks,
yeah. So, Maggie, we talked about AEW Dynasty, that match, unbelievable. Osprey, yeah, Danielson.
Well, yeah, like we mentioned the match, but Young Bucks and FTR, that ladder match was really, really fun. We did see a returning Jack Perry with that smirk.
Yep, the CM Punk hug.
Yeah.
Not the hug, but the face where he's looking at the camera.
Yeah, it was so good. He helped the Young Bucks win those the tag team championships. As he was escorted out of the building, he did the elite sign. We were pretty sure what we were about to see on Dynamite after that. So after that on Dynamite, they did end up attacking Tony Khan, by the way, in the most, because this was so hilarious, because like Tony Khan did the most cartoonish handshake ever, you know? And then I would love to have been a fly on the wall when they were practicing this, because they were like, what is the most harmless thing that they could do to you? Oh yeah, a shot to the gut with a microphone in the hand. And then Tony Khan sold it as if he died. I mean, he threw himself on the ring on the floor and just didn't move. And I'm like, okay, so in a span of 2 months, we got The Rock selling the spear like no one else did. And then Tony Khan taking a punch to the gut and just, you know, falling flat on the ring. Then he took a pile driver, you know, a Meltzer driver. That's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge there.
Yeah.
But of course, after this really fun bit that happened at the end of the Dynamite, everything that happened on the draft and him wearing the neck brace and everything, and he went on and said that, you know, that's really fun. But Jack Perry being back in AEW, I'm excited to see where this goes. We are gonna get to see Kenny Omega next week.
Maggie, can you message Kate and see if she wants to come on?
Sure. I mean, you can talk while I'm texting.
Yeah. So, well, I was going to go up to our next story real quick. So Fightful Select just reported a few minutes ago that Shelton Benjamin's next move, what he's going to be up to, he will be making an appearance at Progress Wrestling. So cool. Let's pull that up here. Sean reported that and Progress just confirmed it. So May 26th and May 27th at the Electric Ballroom, Shelton Benjamin, super strong style 16. Good for him. The dude is badass to the extreme. So that is cool. Glad to see that happen. Yeah, I'm glad to see him back in a ring. That's good. It's what we call good shit, pal. So, May. Good. Awesome. I like hearing that. So in all honesty, Maggie,
I'm always gonna be extremely happy to see Shelton Benjamin back on my television.
Yeah. Exactly. Ace Shelton has too much talent. Now, okay. Ryan says, I doubt she'll be able to. Okay, well, that's okay. She'll be able to talk about it tonight, I'm sure, if she can't, because you can watch her and Alexis Cardoza talk about it on the SmackDown post-show tonight. So, Maggie, who do you think, overall, who do you think goes first tonight in the draft?
Apart from the champions, right?
Yeah.
Someone from the bloodline, I'm sure.
Yeah. The way WWE has it is they have the bloodline still like all together. So they have it like where you can pick Roman, Solo, Tama, and Paul Heyman. So that's interesting.
I mean, Cody is going to be champion on SmackDown, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I can see the bloodline moving over to Raw. I can definitely see that happening.
Yep. I can see that too with Netflix coming up. So I'm curious to see what they would do. I could see.
Is talent that is injured up for a draft? Because I didn't see.
I mean,
Charlotte,
if they're on the list. Yeah, no, Charlotte's not on there.
Charlotte's not there. Okay.
She's not on the list tonight, anyways. But yeah, Rhea Ripley's not on there either. So.
I mean, like Seth Rollins is there.
Yeah, Seth Rollins is available. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe she's on the other one. I could see Friday drafting Rollins. I could see them taking LA Knight too. Huh. Interesting.
I can see, you know, stars being that were really important for certain brands being drafted to the other brand. I can see that happening. That's why I can totally see said bloodline going to Raw or Seth Rollins going to SmackDown. But like, I don't see them splitting Becky and Seth.
Yeah, Jimmy Uso is going to be out for a while, so he's not on it. Kaden, I saw what you said, and I think you're wrong on that one, buddy. I think they are going to be all over him on this one. That's just my opinion. But I don't think talent will be happy, but I don't think you're going to see anybody like say, I want out of my contract. I don't think you'll see that. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I mean, who knows, but I do think that he'll get blowback from it. So
from the PR, right? Yes. We're not even I'm not talking about, you know, from fans or anything. It's I feel like it's gonna be a PR nightmare, but like, what do I know about this? Like, I'm not familiar with those kinds of, you know, relations.
Yeah. No, I am a background in some of it, but I know I'd be freaking out. So we'll see. Well, what else should we go to?
We can do the Cooper effect if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go to the Cooper effect. Let's go to something good.
Yeah.
But before, I want to go back to this picture. Remember that I forgot to delete this last week. hell yeah. Okay, now let's go.
Guys, hi. We mentioned the match between Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. Well, this was a dream come true, not only for us, Rob and I. This was also a dream come true for one of our closest friends, Corey Michaels. I saw that he was in the chat. I don't know if you're still here, sweetie, but you're going to be a Cooper effect for the second time. And this is because Corey Michaels finally got his first article on Fightful.com. He expressed all the emotions that each of us, mainly him, went through while watching the match between Ospreay and Danielson this past week on AEW Dynasty. I will advise each and every one of you to go to Fightful.com and search for the article that Corey did. I'm so forever proud of Corey. I'm glad that he got the praise that he deserved for this exact article. I feel like words cannot put over Corey enough. I mean, English is not my first language, so I cannot possibly express myself in English as well as I could in Bulgarian, but I'm not gonna, because you're not gonna understand anything that I'm saying. Extremely, extremely gifted person and one of the kindest souls I've ever met. And I haven't even met him physically, like, ever. But I'm so in love with the quirkiness and the silliness that Corey is. We didn't see that in this article because it was just so incredibly emotional and everything that wrestling is. And I'm just so forever proud of Corey. I just hope everything good is in front of him now. And like I said, it's always darkest before the dawn. It's a cliche for a reason, because things always turn out good. They have no choice. It's how it works. And I know it's not always the case, but like, we can make it the case. And Corey is the real definition for that. We love you, Corey, and we're so proud of you. And may it be the first of many.
Yeah, for sure. It was a great surprise, because even, like, usually I see the stuff in the background, like, of what's going up and stuff, and I didn't even see it beforehand. So it was a nice surprise to see Corey have an article up there, and much deserved. It's good, and glad to see him get some love on Fightful. I smiled. I was very happy for the man. So congrats, Corey. And hope to see many more. So very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forever proud of Corey.
So, all right. So, I mean, let's go to something that sucks. Cameron Grimes got released.
Oh yeah, okay. Cameron Grimes, that made me sad.
There's the term dropping the ball, you know, and the WWE dropped the ball. In my opinion, what really sucks is finding out yesterday that an exec in WWE told him he'd have a job forever, and then 5 days later or whatever, he gets released. My thing is, that guy was, granted, it was a totally different, like, character, but that guy was so damn over in NXT.
He was.
You could have put him back there, and he would have been fine. He would have been okay.
I mean, he was over in a period in NXT where NXT wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I hope one day it comes out. And he seems like a guy that won't say it, so I doubt it will. But I hope one day it comes out that either he gets to go back if he chooses to. Otherwise, I hope he proves him wrong and does the Drew McIntyre thing and goes and just kills it, or and gets to come back. What if he wants to come back? Otherwise, I hope he goes kills it wherever, New Japan, AEW, TNA. I mean, he already killed it in TNA. I mean, that's how he got to where he is now. To the WWE before he got released. WWE dropped the ball big time. And it's
yeah, continue. I don't know if people on the main roster, you know, the viewers for Raw and SmackDown actually got to see how good Cameron Grimes is at, you know, the grabs, because he's really good.
Yeah,
we saw him have classics with the Cruiserweight Championship. It was really good. He was good. Like, he was a good character. He also was really fluent at getting the crowd behind him in weird-ass scenarios. Him with the million-dollar title, you know, with like, that was money. You know, with the mansions, you know, and the butler stuff. It was so good. It was really, really good. His feud with playing poker and, you know, and winning, you know, what was it? Was it Bitcoin or whatever? Like, I have no idea what he won when he got that. So good. I mean, or was it the stock market? I don't know.
I don't even remember. That just shows how American
things just puzzle me. Yeah. He got things over. That's all I'm saying. The crowd got behind him because he was the odd one out in a NXT 2.0 era. That's how I described it. The crowd lost their minds when he got a championship. I mean, he was North American champion, right?
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I'll pull up his cage match.
Please look it up, because he was supposed to be. Yeah. And it was, you know, way to back. The moon. To the moon. And yeah, it's... I mean, he most recently got squashed. He got jobbed. He was a jobber in a match. I don't remember.
Yeah, North American champion.
Yeah, North American champion. Yeah.
Dude was also a X Division champion, you know? Crazy.
Seemed like a decade ago. Just fantastic wrestler. I was really happy when I saw him on the main roster, because I was like, oh my god, the crowd is in for a treat, because he's so all over the place. He's so chaotic, and he can do. He's kind of like a chameleon.
Go ahead.
I enjoy that in wrestlers, because it means that they're, you know, stretchy. He was what?
He was a tag team champion with Brian Myers in TNA for one day.
I meant to say I do not remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian Myers. Okay.
I didn't even remember that. Wow. They beat the Wolves, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, and then they lost to them.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy! Did not have any clue about that.
No idea. Like that. That is so how not up to speed I am with that. But yes. Trevor. The sucky part was that. When Rob texted me that he got released, I got really sad, and I got on Twitter. And the first thing that I saw was his emotional video that he got up.
Yep.
And of course, I teared up a bit. And
yeah,
it's that you always hate to see that, because. I hate when people lose their jobs, even when they're not good at their jobs. This isn't the case. This isn't the case. Even when people aren't good at their jobs, I always kind of root for them spending time in order to get better.
Yeah.
And, you know, still have a job. And this is me referencing, you know, the team that make all the WWE entrance music right now, because they suck. I don't want them to lose their jobs. I'm not saying that. I want them to get better at it. That's all I'm saying. Wrestlers deserve a good song to go out to in order for people to know that this is their song. Because I am so pissed off at AJ Styles' new wrestling theme.
Yeah. It's not good.
It makes me want to fucking barf my intestines while I'm shitting my brains out and my ears, because I never want to hear that ever again. And just chop them off and throw them away for someone else. That is not AJ Styles' theme. And he tried to sell it on Twitter. He was like, oh, new theme, it's a banger. No, it's not. Like, your old theme was a banger. And guess what? I don't want none of your new theme.
I don't want none of that song.
I don't want none of that song. We don't want none. Please.
Jesus.
I'm like, his old theme was because, like, people were all over the place when he didn't get to go to WWE with his TNA theme. And I can get that. I get it. But the theme that he got in WWE was, come on. It was really good. And granted, it was never meant for him.
Oh, no, of course.
Yeah, he wasn't the one that this theme was made for. But it suited him just fine. The redneck stuff, sure. I mean, I'm kind of pissed off. That's all I'm saying. I'm kind of pissed off. This about Cameron Grimes, about wrestlers' themes being sucky, and them getting, you know, the Creed brothers. Why do we have to change their theme from NXT? That sucks. I don't want that. Just give me the old theme. What do you think?
Oh, I think the song sucks now. Like, the new one? Absolutely sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm the same way you are. I don't want anybody to lose their job. But shit happens, obviously. And, I mean, you look at their music, let me say this. If they purposely just, like, don't give a damn, let them go. And based on their creativeness, is that the word? I don't know. Based on their creative, I don't think they really give a damn, because it's been brutal. Like, I mean, a lot of the songs start the same by just, like, having a name announced, you know, Charlotte or whatever they say, like, whatever Charlotte or what do they do for Charlotte's the Queen. Like, they do, like, some kind of name drop.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Like, they do some name drop right beforehand. All hell. Yeah, like, that's it. All hell. And then they do something like that for everything. It's just...
JC Jane over at NXT is the same. Her theme starts with JC Jane. And I'm like, I know!
Yeah.
It's like... I'm that person... That because, like, music has been a huge part of my life ever since I was extremely young.
Yeah, and Nickelback, like, and Creed.
Sure. whatever works for you, buddy.
That was good.
Yeah, so...
Every day, by the way, every day I send Corey, like, something about you two, and it just irritates the shit out of him. And it's so good.
Keep doing that. I mean, he'll never come back on the show.
Oh, I was gonna say that's the point. I'm like, no, it's not the point. He knows it's a bit, so he's cool.
I never understood where that started from. Well, like, does he hate Bono?
Yeah, you can't stand him. Like, you know, he lives in Ireland.
Why though?
I guess he says everybody in Ireland can't stand you two. Or Bono, at least. That's what he says. So.
Oh, so Ireland can't stand you two.
Yeah, I guess. Or that's what he says. Or maybe it's just they can't stand Bono. That's what he said. So who knows? Okay.
Fair. I mean, that's fair.
I mean, I'll take his word for it.
Okay.
But Doc makes a good point. Here, he sends a super chat. Let's talk about grizzled young veterans in AEW. Maggie, what do you think about them apples?
Okay, so thank you, Soupy, for tagging me in that, because I never would have seen that, because like it was yesterday and it was my day off. I stay away from my phone usually on my days off. I lost my mind because like, they did the expected thing. They hopped on on a variety of shows. They did pretty much what we all expected that they were going to do. So now, if this means that I'm closer to seeing them perform at Wembley Stadium, I'm going to be absolutely 100% okay with that. I wonder, because we did talk about on our Dynasty pre-show on Fightful Select, subscribe to Fightful Select, please. We talked about, you know, mainly Ryan talked about it, and he is 100% right, just he is all the time. They need to jumpstart the AEW Trios division because they were fucking lost in the vortex of the Acclaimed and Bang Bang Scissor Fuck. And I just... So I... Because like the tag team division is thriving once again, I kind of want grizzled young veterans soon to be recognized. I can't do that. I wonder if they find themselves a third person and go for the trios belts. I would love it if that person were Pac. I mean, I'm not saying that Pac should go away from Penta and, you know, all the others, but and I'm sorry to put, you know, all the Brits together, but...
Well, they're all in the same time zone, so it works.
Sure. I mean, they're just... The three of them are so incredibly grumpy, and they just go with each other. I'm not putting them together because they're British. No, they're grumpy, and they hate people. Like, that's it. And I kind of feel like they'll work together really, really good. It's gonna be a really fun thing. Kate can come to the show, but she did say, my thoughts are calling Vince that is fair play, but an entire company being called that is disgusting. Well, not disgusting, misguided. And that is...
Yeah, I think that's perfect. Yeah.
Absolutely fair and absolutely perfect. So yeah, Grizzled Young Veterans being on the show.
Yeah, they haven't signed by any means, so or that we know.
They're not signed. Like they haven't gotten the graphic yet. But
yeah. And the thing I mean, that's the thing. It could change like right after, you know. Who knows? We don't know.
We have no idea, but I hope that they beat the ever living shit out of the Acclaimed. And then the Acclaimed go away for a while.
I kind of want just what I want is just Bowens to just kind of like have enough of it. Like, just, you know, I can't deal with it. Just kind of.
Anthony Bowens is, I'll be absolutely 100% right if they go with a singles run for Anthony Bowens. Mm-hmm. I'm going to enjoy that. That's going to be good. And Motor City Machine Guns, I wonder. I still wonder.
I think they're headed to the AEW.
Yeah, I do.
Whatever
makes Alex Shelley keep working the important job that he's working, whatever works for him, that's absolutely 100% up to
him. He's a therapist.
Yeah.
So, but what else we got?
What do you think of the Grizzled Young? Because like you didn't.
Oh, I think it's awesome. Like those are guys that like anytime I can see them wrestle, I'm cool. You know, I hated their last gimmick in NXT.
One root. No. One tree, four roots, or whatever the hell that was.
It was brutal. Four roots, like, one tree.
No, that was so nasty. They had to shave. They shaved and they put contact lenses in their eye. Like one of them. That was hard to watch.
I mean, I don't know how the. I mean, I know like because they're professionals, that's why they did it, but I still don't know why the hell they did it. You know what I mean? It'd be like, just like, no, I mean, it, like I said, it's easy for me to say it, but I was dumbfounded by it. I was absolutely dumbfounded by it. So, let's see what else
we got here. I really hated the fact that somehow they were always, somehow they always ended up in the finals of the Dusty Classic all the time. And they never got it. And that always bugged the crap out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, here's something. Pete Dunne did an interview with WrestleBinge, Bill Apter of WrestleBinge. He said one of his, he goes, AJ Styles was a big inspiration on me. I want to face him in a singles match. Maggie, would you like to see that?
Please.
I'm like, what stupid question should I ask Maggie today? There we go. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
God, I would die for that match. You know, like
Look, granted, the match I initially wanted to see was Tyler Bate in AJ Styles, but I'm all up for, you know, Pete Dunne because, man, I'm so glad that Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate are in a tag team together, but I kind of feel like the main roster, the American side of you know, WWE have no idea about their background, and like they can just give them more of a storyline outside of Tyler Bate being all zen and Pete Dunne being the grumpy guy. Like that's something that an NXT UK superstar struggled with when they went to the American side of NXT. I kind of feel like Ilya Dragunov mastered that perfectly. And he was pretty much the same person that he was in NXT UK. But hopefully we get to see more of the new Catch Republic. Their theme is annoying. Yeah. New Catch Republic and just some random.
There you go stuff. Again. The beginning. Like the beginning of the song or beginning
fucking
of the theme.
Annoying. Fucking yeah. Annoying. Like Pete Dunne's Bruiserweight theme was a thing of beauty, and they need to get that back from him.
Yeah. Just man, that was that was just that's the thing. You go back to the music. I mean, that's just damn.
It's just annoying the crap out of me. Music is really important, and I cannot go through another Royal Rumble where people have no idea who that person is.
Yeah.
Like they're doing the countdown and the buzzer goes and then some random shit and then people go like because they want to see the name that's on the graphic.
Yeah. And when they don't when they don't recognize the music, that's even better. Like I love the Kevin Owens or was it Seth Rollins or maybe both of them have videos where they don't recognize who it is that's coming out because of the music. I know, of course,
AJ Styles comes out and Kevin Owens was like, what the fuck is that music?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, Kevin Owens pops me pretty much every time. So like,
oh yeah,
that's on him.
Yeah. So, but oh man, Maggie, let's go ahead and plug your shit because I got jokes.
Oh, you got jokes. That is fine. I mean, more than my life. Guys, you can follow me on the Twitter or Twixter or whatever at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you for joining us today. We had so much fun.
We did. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twix. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I am also on Threads at Fightful Rob. So join us there. And then, of course, every Friday right here on Fightful Overbooked for Coexisting. Frantic says, Maggie, are you going to AEW All In 2 this year?
Of course.
Not only is she going.
Rob is coming too.
I'll be there. Let's go. I'm excited. Not excited for the flight, but I'm excited.
I'm excited for every part of it. I mean, my flight is 2 hours. That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, let's see here. You want jokes, you're getting jokes. Mag, and if I've said these before, I apologize because it's been a long time since I've
done these. It has been.
All right. Maggie, what did one butt cheek say to the other butt cheek?
Something smells between us.
Together we can stop this crap.
Motivation, yes. Okay.
What did the sanitary napkin what did the sanitary napkin say to the fart?
What?
You are the wind beneath my wings. And last but not least, who's the most popular guy at the nudist colony?
Nudist colony. Why did you go away? What happened? Why are you doing this? No, I hate being alone on the show. That's so not great. Right in the middle of ending a joke. That is so not professional, Robert. I'm going to tell Sean everything that you did.
Popular guy at the... that was like good timing, son of a...
I wondered if this was all part of the bit, but obviously it wasn't. So,
no, it wasn't.
What was the punchline?
Yeah, Jesus. Let's start it over here. Who is the most popular guy at the nudist colony?
Who?
It's the one that can carry a cup of coffee in each hand and a dozen donuts.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope that's not extra glazed, right? Anyways.
Maggie. Ryan, answer the question.
Oh, Jesus, that was, you couldn't make a better like timing, like out of all the things for timing, that was probably that was perfection.
That was absolute perfection.
Jesus, man, that was something.
And you know, I started panicking because I have no way of ending the show.
I know. Yep. Yeah. I know. I had no idea what happened. That's what's even better about this. That was just like the podcast god saying, oh, there you go. You want to make,
there you go. That's all you get.
That's for all the times for all the jokes you said to Maggie, or every time you've done this to Maggie.
Sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
See, we're back. Back and better than ever.
Yeah. best we've ever been.
Yeah.
We had real good numbers in the demo.
Yep. Demo's up. Demographics are up. Advertising's high. You know,
we're just everything. Yeah.
We're the Pepsi.
Just don't go there. Let's just end the show, okay?
Yeah. Yep. Guys, want to say thank you very much. We hope you have a great weekend. It was kind of a weird show because of the news that came out, but it is what it is.
The line that had been crossed.
Yeah. So it is what it is, unfortunately. And, you know, we that Vince McMahon stuff broke during our show before, and that threw us for a loop, too. So,
yeah. So that's, we're used to crap.
Yeah. Happening. El Shido happened,
though. Special thank yous go out to Jeremy. Thank you for joining us, Jeremy. I always pop when Jeremy's on the stream because, like, he just doesn't give a fuck, and I adore that. Like,
perfect. But thanks, guys. We will talk to you later. Peace out, homies. Peace.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.